Bum bum bella lum bellum.
Welcome to the podcast.
The reason we did that, if you get the song, you'll get the topic.
We're not telling you. You have to figure it out.
Figure it out, bitch. You're smart. You got this.
Just kidding. It's about toxicity, and not just any toxicity, all toxicity in all forms of relationships, friends, family, girlfriend, boyfriend, siblings, blah, blah, blah.
To specify, we're on about toxic people and situations, not about poison.
So, let's elaborate. That's Jordan, by the way. I'm Dalton. You should know us by now.
If you don't, listen to the other podcast, please.
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 Toxicity, what is it?
You for not listening to the other podcasts. Yeah, you heard us. Bastards. The toxicity.
Well, what is it to you?
Well, you've got a song. Well done. Fuck off the computer. Basically, someone to be toxic, they have to have a negative trait that will impact people and sap from them. Like a poison, as it says on the screen. But I was going to say that before that come up. Fuck you, screen.
That's fine. Just ignore the screen.
But it's like, so a trait that bring other people down, such as boasting or gloating. So it's a trait that you have. You're gloating about something, but that gloat can then affect someone negatively and kill the mood because no one likes a gloating piece of shit. So it's a toxic trait because no one wants it.
Mm-hmm.
It ruins everything, really.
The way I'd define it would be through the definition of toxicity, which is the quality of being toxic or poisonous. So if you
just to be toxic for myself for a second. In school, was we or was we not taught, do not use the word you're defining in its definition?
Yes.
What does it say in the definition?
Toxic.
You fucking bastards, they lied to us.
It's alright, let me change it then. So, toxicity means the quality of being poisonous.
Yeah.
Anyway. If we turn that into context with people, imagine their poor behaviour, negative traits, being the poison that infects you and starts spreading and growing to other people and just starting making, as you said, negative atmosphere.
Negative people are like cheese graters, aren't they, really? You're a block of cheese. Negative cunt comes along, rubs off on you. After too many cunts rub off on you, you've got no cheese left.
Cheese being
optimism, sanity, fun, happiness, life in general. Joy, yeah. Fucking wanker cheese graters, eh?
You're not a cheese grater, Jordan.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
You're not a cheese grater.
You're a lump of cheese.
Nah, you're a fucking dick. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
You're like a cheddar, a fine cheddar.
You're like one of the Mexican ones, like level 4. Very spicy.
They have Mexican spicy cheese? What?
Yeah.
See, I don't eat cheese, to clarify. Not because I'm lactose intolerant, because I'm going to trigger people here. Just don't like it that much.
Me ma likes cheese. That's how I know. I look in the fridge and go,
oh, cheesy.
That's spicy.
Me mum and sister like cheese, but they have Cathedral City.
If we link this back to the topic so we don't
We just... Welcome to the cheese cast.
Mexican spicy cheese would be that real bad person that's... They know they're doing it, but they're doing it
I reckon anyway. They like the mouldy cheese you can get.
Oh, blue cheese with fluff. But no, so we've defined what toxic people are like. So
and
what...
we've defined what cheese is.
We have, as well as graters.
Yes.
What sort of things can they do? So you've already said one of them, for example,
to
which
stop
is...
being toxic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like the main thing is, if you don't know that you've got a toxic trait, then you can't really do anything about it. It's like if you didn't know you got a water leak, you can't do fuck all about it.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking what sort of things can they do to be toxic? Other ones.
Oh, to be toxic.
Yeah. To be toxic.
Oh, just fucking. Be a cunt. To specify, it's mainly 9 times out of 10 it's not the actual person themselves, it's just traits they have.
That and
you can
ones.
Yeah, you can change traits and drop them and get new ones. It's the joys of life. But I mean, like, a lot of stuff is all negative. There's no good toxic trait. It doesn't work like that. Toxic is a bad thing. But yeah, so like being boastful, being greedy. I'm not going to name all the 7 sins, it's fine. But, you know...
Because some of them are good.
A lot of it is either self... No, how am I going to word this? It's either putting people down or overcompensating yourself or bigging yourself up in simplified terms. So, to say, I earn more money than you, fuck you, and like to boast how much money you earn and say you're not as good as me, your job isn't as good as me because you earn less money, that's very toxic. Also very cunty.
I think another way of being toxic is just purely being a, not a bad person, but having...
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, being down and things like that, because what we do...
We're not saying if you're down, you're a cunt, we just specify.
What we do as people is the people around us, we take what qualities from them and put it on ourselves, whether they're good or bad, we just take them without even knowing. So if someone is quite negative, quite sad, eventually that will catch up and that will affect you and you'll start going that way without even realising. If you start to realise it, you can change it and so can that person. But so I think other things like just being depressed, just being, as you said, Debbie Downer, I think that could be another way of being toxic.
Yeah, pessimism.
Yeah, the thing is, you can be toxic
unwillingly.
Yeah.
So if you're having a bad day, it's probably not best if you go round your friend's house if you know you're not going to have a good time, because you will just fuck the mood completely.
But then what can be a thing is you go over there to cheer yourself up and problem solved.
Yeah, but if you don't cheer yourself up, you fucked it. You can kind of tell if something's going to cheer you up before you even do it. Most of the time, sometimes you get surprised, but you know if you're feeling up to go round a friend's house or not.
Yeah.
And if you're down, you also still know whether you're up to feeling it.
But then you don't want to just get in stuck in that cycle of, I'm going to stay in because I'm going to make things bad.
Yeah, that's also, no, that's a very good point. Don't do that. That's also bad. It's a very sticky web, this.
It is. I think it's just...
It's very much the rule of too much of a good thing is a bad thing, but both ways. Too much of anything is bad.
Yeah, which is why I'd like to stick toxicity with what you said, which is negative traits that you knowingly... are an arsehole, essentially. Yeah. You're not an arsehole for being sad, but you are for saying, I'm the dog's bollocks, what the fuck are you, and negging everyone around you.
Yeah. That's... Confidence is great, overconfidence is annoying.
Arrogance.
Yeah. You can be jokingly arrogant. So, like, the occasional now and then, like, oh, yeah.
I have a bit of sarcasm. Yeah, I could do that, I
like to do that quite a lot. A lot of people don't realise I'm being sarcastic. They think I'm just a dickhead, which may be true, but a lot of time I'm trying to be jokey, but... I don't willingly overcompensate or overconfident. That makes no sense. Be overconfident. There we go.
Well, to be fair, sometimes it's not them thinking you're being arrogant. Sometimes it is them looking at you and being annoyed because they're like, yeah, you probably could do that, but I can't. And that's annoying.
Yeah, jealousy. That's another toxic trait.
So they just spin it around and be like, you're being arrogant. It's like,
no, you're just a bitch.
Now I'm being an asshole.
Jealousy is a very toxic trait as well. Because jealousy, you could literally have nothing wrong with the person, but if you're jealous of them, you'll find a reason to despise them, which I see so many people doing. It's unreal. Like, you've got to think of how you're saying it. You don't say, oh, I hate them because a lot of people say, like, say someone's got the girlfriend, someone's dream girlfriend. Not actually the exact person, but, like, they've got the ideal relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, I wish I had that, they're more like, oh, I hate you for having that. Which is bullshit. Because how would you feel if you had that and then someone hated you for it? It's like, you have no real reason to hate me, you just don't have what I have.
And in turn, you're actually hating a lot more people out there. They're just the only one in front of you, as an example.
Jealousy is a fucking vicious one. I think jealousy is one of the worst ones for me. Because it can be used to be so spiteful. Because if you're jealous of someone, you want to get back at them, or you want to get equal with them. And to do that, you can do so many more other things, which are shitty.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, you just see someone, they'll say, oh, I fucking hate them because of this, and they'll make up some bullshit excuse. But you know, realistically, you just know that they're just jealous of them because they have either a better job, they look happier, they're earning more, they're whatever, and they're just jealous of them. So they use that as a reason to hate them, which is stupid, because if you hate someone, and it just makes yourself worse anyway.
A very quick fix for this is, if you're mad at someone because they've got a better job than you, and maybe generally you have been dealt a shit hand and they've seemed pretty lucky, why not stop? Go over to them and ask them, how'd you do it? How did you get from there to there? Tell me everything that happened. Because, all right, it seems a bit weird, but you'll
imagine
hear all
if
the steps.
Just a toxic arsehole as well, though. How'd you get that? Because I'm not a peasant. Fuck off. Okay, then.
Well, you could find that they were dealt a good hand. You could find that they went through so many hardships and they worked for
most of the time, they probably have.
Yeah.
And then just because you see one element does not mean you see all of it. So if you're at the pub and you see someone, they're like the happy couple, when they go home does not mean they're the happy couple all the time. They might very well be. But I'm just saying, you can't judge someone completely on a surface level.
You don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
You very much don't, unless you are in
the cupboard. Look through a window.
Yeah, I mean, we're along the same line there, yeah.
But both of which not quite happening in this metaphor.
So. No, yeah. Just don't make an assumption and a generalisation of someone and all they hang around with on a baseline observation. Because I can quite easily look at you and go, oh, your hair sits better than mine does and mine fucks off in the wind. You're a fucking cunt. That's a bit of an extreme, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
Whereas I could just go, oh, yeah, nice. What do you do to it? Oh, yeah, I wash and condition and blow dry it this way. Oh, cushy.
I do nothing because it's already perfect.
And then that's when you get a Molotov and burn them.
No, just their hair.
Yeah, just their hair. Just singe their hair.
So we've identified what it means to be toxic and what sort of things can be you can do to be toxic, which not in a... So this is what you can do.
But... Yeah, be toxic today. No, it's usually... A lot of people don't realise how toxic they are a lot of the time.
It's like a spectrum. You're on it somewhere. You can be toxic to some extent.
Because, I mean, I've gotten rid of a lot of toxic traits that I've previously had, such as the whole jealousy thing. When I was younger, I used to get quite jealous, and I'd use that to fuel anger.
Yeah.
And then I'd usually bring down moods because I'd be in an annoyed mood and I wouldn't want to talk. Or if I did talk, I'd be very negative and cynical, which brings down the mood. Yet again, very toxic.
Yeah.
Not intentionally toxic, but I'm annoyed. And I'm not trying to make everyone else feel annoyed, but because I'm annoyed, that's the energy around me and that's the energy everyone else is getting.
And it's very changeable.
Yeah. It's not like I'm intending to bring your mood down, but the energy that around me is a shitty mood. You're not exactly going to go up to me and go, oh, fucking yeah. You're probably going to take some of that shitty mood and go, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, shit, yeah.
So how can you, as the person who's being toxic first, stop it, change it?
The first thing is identifying it. If you don't know you're being toxic, how can you fix it? As I was going to say earlier, it's like if you have a water leak and you don't know about it, how can you fix it until the ceiling bursts and water comes down? Which you don't ever want it to get to that point, but it can do for a lot of people.
But you can get some professional over, or in brackets, a friend, family to go, yeah,
honestly,
you're toxic.
Yeah, like, if I'm very self-aware now, I never used to be, but I am quite self-aware now, at least I think I am. And I can notice if I'm being negative or toxic, and I can sort of bring myself out of it. And I'm very good at not controlling controlling my emotions, but not in the extent of, I won't let myself feel this. No, I'm just good at reining in and getting a wider perspective of it all, instead of just thinking it's my way, bitch, then this is it because I thought it, I've seen it, that must be 100% it. But yeah, it would be like, it's great to have someone around who is a good friend, but also is a friend who doesn't fucking mollycoddle you and sugarcoat everything. No, mate, you're being a cunt is usually a great way to put it.
Well, if you sugarcoat it, they won't see anything wrong with it.
No,
they'll continue.
Yeah. But then again, if depending on the person, you could tell them they're being a dick or they're being toxic, and they'll be like, oh yeah, fuck them, and just get all shitty with you. In which case, it's not on you, don't feel bad, it's on them for being a dick.
Yeah.
But this is the main thing, right? If you identify it, yes, you can work to change it, and we'll get onto that, but some people just won't change. So one piece of advice I will give is don't try and change someone who won't change. Anyway, don't try and change anyone anyway. If you
don't expect someone to change when...
If you think someone could make a positive change in their life, maybe talk to them, guide them, give them help and advice if they want it, but don't force yourself upon them.
If they've shown no signs of change, they've gone through this, that and the other, and they just stay the same, they're probably not going to.
Yeah. Maybe if you could talk to them and say, look, do you want to change? And if they say no, then they need to realise themselves when they want to change or if they want to change. Because if I didn't want to change back then, I probably would still be the same cynical little bitch.
Yes.
But I knew that I wasn't 100% happy with how I was, and I knew it brought me down, because the fuck? Sorry, guys, the blinds have just shut themselves. And we've shit ourselves.
And it's dark in here.
That's quite... Yeah, I'll get back to the point after I've wiped up the poo. Jesus Christ.
So you'd still be a cynical asshole.
Yeah. It's only that I noticed that because I was such a cynical asshole, I was not as happy as I could be. I was bringing other people down and I was just horrible for no reason. But also, it brought my own confidence down in a way, because I knew I was an asshole. I saw myself badly because I was in a constant negative state. So when you're in a negative state, you think negatively about everything, including yourself. So I'd just bring myself down and crush my own ego to the point where it's like I didn't want to talk to new people or any, even people I knew, sort of, because I thought, oh no, they're better than me, they won't talk to me. It's very, that's a toxic trait in itself. Even if it's not affecting everyone else, it's toxic towards you. as your own trait, negging, or what's it, self-deprecation, that's the one. Being a self-deprecating for a joke, quite funny a lot of the time. If you're generally being self-deprecating, not good. Not great. The main way is to identify that you've got a negative trait, whether it's you identify yourself or someone else does. And then to work to change that, it's kind of like a habit, really. You'll notice yourself being negative when as soon as you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a spot. If you haven't looked in a mirror, you don't know you've got a spot. Maybe you've got a bit of pain, but you wouldn't necessarily put it down to a spot. But as soon as you look in the mirror in the morning, you see you've got a spot throughout the whole day, but I've got a fucking spot on my face. That's like a negative problem. If you don't see it, you'll turn a blind eye to it. As soon as you draw attention to it, or someone draws attention to it for you, it's always there, you know it's there. So you can kind of rein yourself in, or check yourself before you wreck yourself, kind of thing.
Okay, so you've identified the problem. What can you do now you can see it? It's clearly there, you know it's there. What's the next step?
After you've identified the problem, you've got to see if it's just that one, or if you've got loads that can form into one massive one. You need to break them down. Because if you've got loads, there's no point trying to tackle all at once.
No, so what are you going to do with just that one?
Depends what it is. You've got to do different things for different things. You can't just, when you're jealous, you can't do what calms you down when you're angry, necessarily. It's not a uniform thing, and everyone does it differently anyway. But I think the main thing is being self-aware of how it makes you feel. Because then, as soon as you know how it makes you feel, you can assume, in a sense, how it makes others feel. So if you're jealous, you know when you're jealous, you just feel pissed off at someone or something.
Yeah.
You're like, that's fucking shit, why didn't it happen to me, why isn't that me? Blah, blah, blah. You get negative, you make yourself feel like shit because you want that. And then if you do that in public, you're going to make other people feel shit because they're this fucking cunt again. But, so for jealousy, it's more of a, as we were saying earlier, don't look at it as in, how did they get that? As in, why don't I have that? Look at it as, how did they get there? Or what did they go through? Or, even if you don't want to go through all that, just say, I'll get there eventually on my own, in my own way, in short time, long time, whatever. Just see that you get there, or maybe improve on that. Maybe that's not even what you want in the end. You're just jealous because you don't have anything right now and anything looks good to you. So eventually you find your own way. But the best way to not be jealous is to realise that everyone's life is different. So because matey boy drives a Beamer and you don't have a car doesn't mean you want a Beamer. Maybe you just think it looks fancy and you think it gets some attention. In which case you're not jealous of the fact he's got a Beamer. You're jealous of the fact that you think that he gets attention because he has a Beamer. In which case you're just jealous of people who get attention. In which case that's another negative trait. Being attention seeking is quite annoying. If you always want the limelight, you're being a dick.
Or a comedian.
Yeah, true.
No,
most comedians are dicks.
But they're funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, a negative trait sometimes isn't the worst thing in the world. I'm not saying you're not allowed to be jealous. I'm just saying don't be jealous all the time.
This is a, if you want to fix it, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
If you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, it's not a lifelong fix either. You all notice yourself slip up. I slip up all the time. I'm always,
you can become jealous of other things. It's the same as the spot, as you said. One can go back again, different form, different place.
You can literally like, oh, I'm not jealous of so-and-so anymore because of this. And then come with a new watch and you're like, oh, fuck, how much money did that cost? Oh, I'm jealous again. But it's just about realising that you're not actually jealous of that. You just want something more than you have now. And if you want something more than you have now, you got to work for it.
Which is a much better solution than grabbing their watch and smashing it.
Or stealing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, polar opposites aside now. Actually, no, before we go on that side, I'm going to say one thing, which is, I think the biggest fix for a lot of them is bird's eye view. Zoom out, get a bigger picture. So everyone's always concerned with
perspective.
I don't have that. I don't need this. I want that. Why not zoom out and look at what they've got, what you've got, but look at the whole big picture and see how their lives are going, how your life's going, compare them and all sorts of things like that. Because when you get the...
Be careful with that though. Comparison is very bad at times.
It's less of a comparison and more of a, you can see where they're going and where you're going, where everything else is going, and you can see basically, like looking at a computer and opening the back and seeing all the wires and everything. If you don't look at them wires, you won't be able to follow them and see where the problem is.
True, but don't compare yourself to everything all the time, because comparisons lead to shit. Because comparisons can make yourself feel worse, a hell of a lot worse, or they can make you feel egotistical.
Sometimes
it's always use comparisons rarely, is what I'll say. Don't compare yourself all the time.
But when you do, sometimes you can compare and see, ah, okay, so I have these parts, they have the same parts, but they have this one in the middle, I don't have that one. I can try this, and you might just find that works.
Yeah. Or you can get jealous of the fact they have that part. It's a very wobbly slope, this one.
So don't compare, but still, I stand by the look out and see the bigger picture.
Yeah, the bigger picture is always the way forward. Perspective is everything. It's like, if we want to bring it back to football, back in the old days of the podcast, the Liverpool penalty decision, VAR. They had two camera angles, but BT Sport had three. On the third camera angle, it did not look like Adrian touched, I can't remember who it was, him at all. Didn't look like he touched the bloke at all, so it wouldn't have been a penalty. But BT only had the two angles where it did look like he touched him. So because they don't have every angle, their perspective is limited. And because it's limited, you can't make a fully informed decision, or you can't have an accurate one. So as long as you have every angle, not even every angle, more angles, maybe a bigger view than yourself, someone else's view, or you just take yourself out and put yourself in those shoes, which requires empathy, then you can get a bigger view.
Yeah. Okay. So that's established if you are toxic. What about if you are not the toxic person?
Kushti, podcast done.
No, this is you have someone in your life who is toxic and you're not willing
such
to cut
as
them out.
Relationship, like friend, family, girlfriend, boyfriend, other people who are in your life. Pretty much covered them with girlfriend, boyfriend, friend, family. But if they're the type of person who's open to talking, you can quite easily just talk to them and say, look, I think you're a bit of a cunt, but don't say that, but you're a bit negative at times when you shouldn't be. Is this something you want to work on? And you can go through it, and then it goes back to stage one, identify, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But if you're scared to have that conversation with them, then you need to pluck up the balls and do it, because that's the only way they're going to change. You can't expect someone to change. It's like expecting the light to turn itself off without you getting up and doing it. It's not going to happen unless the bulb blows, and that's a very low percentage. So you've got to initiate that conversation to get the ball rolling. And if it's in a relationship and they're toxic, then yeah, it's a big problem.
I think something you should also be very aware of is the fact that a last resort is, yes, you cut them out. And I know a lot of people think cutting out means you've got to get rid of them, but I can't because then I'll lose all my other friends in this. That's bullshit.
Yep.
So long as you're honest. If you tell all your other friends, I'm not talking to him, I'm done with this person because of this.
Because they make me feel like shit.
And they agree with
they
you.
They might even problem find solved. Out themselves. But then again, there's also, if you don't want to completely cut them out, you can do this, bring it back to Jay Shetty. He said about, make your time relative to the person, how long you think you can spend with them. So if they're a negative person, but they're still your friend, if they're not willing to change, but you still like them, don't spend the whole day with them. Because you'll pick up on that negativity, you'll bring yourself down. Maybe just spend an hour with them. Just grab lunch or a coffee and then that's it. Don't see him for like months or weeks, whatever. You don't have to be an asshole. You don't have to completely cut them out. You just don't see them as often or for as long, so they don't rub off on you so bad. And then you have to go see all your other positive friends to really uplift you.
I think that's good. It's a you need to put yourself first and see what's good for you.
Yeah.
If that's one of the things you can do and keep them in your life, but cut back on them. Great.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's like a diet. You don't have to get rid of all chocolate. You can just cut it down to like a bar every month or so. A little cube a fortnight or something.
Or if it generally is that bad for you, regardless if they're family or not, you can remove them completely.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't come back to them later and see how they're doing.
The only one I see as a problem is if it's family and you live with them and you're young and you can't like move out or go stay somewhere else. That's the only one I see as a problem with.
Yeah. That's a situation that's a bit difficult.
Yeah, that's the one where you kind of need to really have the conversation of, look, this is how you make me feel, this is how you make others feel, this is what you're doing. And if they're not willing to change, fuck,
It's a difficult one. You've got to your 16 till you can really leave.
It's a sticky one still.
Because when you're 16, at least you can actually earn the money and leave. I mean, to be fair, you can still stay at another parent or another guardian figure, a friend's house, etc. It's just definitely a heck of a lot difficult, more difficult if you're, as you say, that young. Yeah.
But we're not experts. We're not claiming to be. We're just giving advice that I've used. I'm assuming you've used some of it as well.
Yeah, this is all stuff we picked up throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And stuff we use or have used and gone, oh shit, that don't work.
Yeah. I think the main thing to remember though is you're never going to be a completely clean person in the sense of having a toxic trait. They'll creep up eventually, but it's about not making that the norm to have toxicity, yeah, whether in your life from someone else or from yourself. It's about reducing toxicity because no one wants to feel bad.
No. Toxicity is very much, yeah, you're making things black. Or yeah, you're making things negative, poor, crap. Yeah.
Whether knowingly or unknowingly, whether because you feel bad and you want others to feel bad, or whether you just feel that way. It's all shit.
Yeah. I think slightly on that point is, while there is good in everybody, or so the saying goes, there is also bad in everybody. You can find the cleanest person, you can be jealous and think, why are they so good? Why is everything so well for them? When actually, they might not be behind closed doors, they could have their own demons. You just don't know about them.
Everyone's got shit going on.
No one openly shares them.
Another thing to remember though.
Oh shit, man, Jesus Christ.
See it as, maybe, some people are like, it's like the sun and a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
So, just because someone is having a negative day or week doesn't mean they're a negative person. So don't label them as such. So, it's like when the sun's out. The sun's out and shining, but then the rain cloud comes across. And you know, fucking in England, you can have like 3 or 4 days where you just don't see the sun. It just fucks off. This is just gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that as like the negativity. Someone's having a bad day or week, and they're just negative. They're the cloud blocking the sunlight. But eventually, that cloud moves on, and the sun shines through again. And that's like the positive, happy. So, yes, they may have had a bad week or day, doesn't mean they're a negative person. They've just not been in a good place. In which case, you can either support them or just let them know that you're there for them if they really need someone, but you just don't want to get the negativity from them. But it doesn't mean they're a shit cunt.
No.
Some people are just shit cunts, but that's besides the point.
That's a whole other topic.
It is indeed.
Now, I hope that helped. If it didn't, or if you have your own advice or need help, just email us. We'll do our best. We'll take whatever point you have
on
board.
You're going to tell them our email.
JordalBusiness@gmail.com.
Oh, there we go. You got it.
No caps or anything. No spaces. Just
and that was JordalBusiness because we combined our names. It really is a silly email, but we'll get
it's
over
beautiful.
It. It's beautiful. JordalBusiness.
At
gmail.com. Not C-U-M. That might take you to a different place.
You might start one of them up. No, not
No. At gmail.com.
But no, if you need help, we'll do our best like we
also
have done this podcast.
You can tweet us.
You can. At
Chums Idle. Chumsidle. But it should have been Idle Chums. We definitely put it in as Idle Chums and somehow it flipped. Don't know how. Don't know why. Just did. Fuck it. Chums Idle. On Twitter.
Mad.
Madness.
So thanks for listening.
Very nice to talk to you.
And we shall speak to you next time.
Goodbye.